You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Hey, 2-2, Julian Taylor here, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That was Nomads by Asa Nabi. It is the first song to go number one on the alternative rock charts here in Canada by an Indigenous artist. He's had quite the year. He was nominated for Juno and a few other awards, and now is shortlisted for the Polaris Prize. This episode, episode 93, that is, I can't believe we're at 93, but that's so amazing, is all about artists who have performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, namely mostly this year and some from last year. I was honored and so grateful to be invited this year. It was such a great time. If you can believe this, the festival is 50 years old. It started in 1974, so it is quite the event. We have music from Boy Golden coming up. He rocked the main stage on the Saturday night that I was there. A song called Church of Better Days, and really the crowd, he's a hometown guy, Winnipegger, and the crowd just went ballistic. It was awesome to see. Leon Timbo is on the show with a song called Struggle. And Leon and I got to know each other on the bus driving up there on the Friday morning. Leon and I were both part of the Black Opry Review. Now, the Black Opry Review is a review that started in Nashville, but now is slowly penetrating each festival around North America. And it's a collective of black artists that sing folk, country, Americana, blues, and really showcasing those people. So Leon was a really great guy to meet, as was all the others on that bill and collective. I'll play a couple later on in the show. Mariel Buckley, she was, longlisted for the Polaris Prize, and she's got a song on the show called Shooting at the Moon. A really funny lady and wonderful, wonderful artist. Got to see her a couple times throughout the festival and really dig what she's doing. Now, let's play something from Fontaine. And Fontaine is also a Winnipegger and has a song called Homemaker. I was floored by her wonderful storytelling and the way that her melodies work so effortlessly. We were on a panel together, like a they call it a workshop, and it was a wonderful One Nation Under Groove was the workshop that a few Indigenous artists, myself, Ace Anabi, Evan Redsky, and Fontaine were on, and I will play Evan a little later on the show, but right now, here's a tune from her album, Yarrow Lover. This is called Homemaker by Fontaine on the Jukebox.
Never wanted to be a homemaker. Always wanted to live in the city with the coffee shops and little bars and the sirens and the busy cars. That's all I thought I'd need. I never was somebody's girl, so forgive me if I'm a little scared to give this thing a whirl. But honey, you know that you're making it easy.
is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
From the onslaught, I thought you had me. It was clear that you had me until you saved yourself, and the insurrection felt like a setup. You told me to shut up, sit down, and act like I asked to be fed up. I was left with a dream and an ass to kiss and a mask and selfish dismissal.
I was talking to a street corner preacher. He said, man, I got a few things I can teach you. Teach you how to live in a righteous way. Send you off to heaven this very day. He said, give me that bag, son, and make a small donation to the church of better days. He said, first of all, you gotta bust up just enough green to get a feeling good and fat. We're gonna roll ourselves a bag, yeah, that's right, kid. We're gonna smoke a grenade. 3.5 grams of AAA to the brain. He said, this ain't no pipe rip. Are you feeling alright, kid? It's a church of better days.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Calling all dancers, let's put on her dancing shoe and boogaloo and the barbecue. It's good for you. Live it up.
was a song called Calling All Dancers from the album War Club by DJ Shub. He's a Mohawk DJ from Six Nations of the Grand River, was also a member of Tribe Called Red, which is now Halushi Nation. Got to see him at the honoring ceremony, and that was really nice to see him there as well. Play a song from Sunny War. Now, the song's called No Reason, and Sunny War is an interesting artist. I sat beside her because she was also part of the Black Opry Review, and wow, her voice, the message, it's kind of like a folk pop punk country sort of thing, but her fingers picking style on the guitar is so unique. It's really got a West African sort of feel to it. I think you're going to really enjoy this. Here is Sunny War on the jukebox with No Reason.
Taylor's Jukebox.
Floor bell passing like a desert rose with rouge on her cheek and the sun upon her nose. Floor bell, too fuss, she leaned to her will, scattered into dust. Floor bell, stories that you tell, as wide as this river, as deep as that well. She raised a wild bunch where a single mother can, and vowed to herself she would never feel that hand again or ever, even in that small town where the leaves change their color even 60 years on down. Floor bell, till